Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Thank you, Ryan Castle. There you go. Brand new Linkin Park on the Rock.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad at all. Okay. Back to Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Tom, sober or not sober?
I am sober, and I'll take losing sense of smell.
All right, Tom. You got it. All right, Tom, here is your question. The movie Psycho was the first movie to show a flushing toilet. What was the first TV show to show a flushing toilet back in 1971? It was a sitcom.
I would say All in the Family.
Yeah.
One and done, Tom.
Man.
Nice job.
Wow, man. All right, good on you. Hold on before we let you go. I'll give you a 50-50 question here. Cake or pie? Which is the more popular dessert?
I'm going to say pie.
Yeah, believe it or not, pie outdoes cake. Huh. It seems like once you're past like 12 years old, you go from cake to pie world.
Is cheesecake cake?
Damn.
I mean, it's in the name.
It's in the name, but right, but everything else about it is pie, right? Just the crust.
Kind of.
Basically, no, you know, I'm going to say it's a pie. Because it's got a shell that you then fill, right?
Okay. Yeah.
To me, that makes it a pie.
Okay.
I don't know that I'm correct.
It's called cheesecake.
Ah, gotcha. It's a hybrid of a cake and a pie. Category all on its own.
All right.
That means they're on the fence.
Yeah, just give us a damn answer.
Answer the question. Answer the damn question.
It's like puddings in England. Right? Pudding can mean anything. Once in a while, it is something sweet. But mostly, it's like black pudding.
It's savory stuff, right?
And then you have Yorkshire puddings, which are delicious little, like, puff pastries.
Hmm.
So, nothing correlates in the name.
No.
That just doesn't carry over.
Freaking insanity over there, man.
But is pudding just the fact that it is made from, like, marrow?
I don't think
like Jell-O is pudding
made from marrow.
I want to say it has most of the qualities of Jell-O. I believe so.
But, like, a Yorkshire pudding doesn't have any marrow in it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to define pudding, then. It's sticky and shapeless. Basically, that's pudding.
I mean, I would think sometimes, if you're not from America, you'd be shocked at burgers, too, right? Because it's like, you know, underneath burgers, sometimes it'd be like, chicken burger, salmon burger.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, for other people, like, let's just call it a chicken sandwich or a fish sandwich, dude.
Yeah, there you go.
But if it's made of ground chicken or turkey,
then they go burger.
It's like turkey or chicken burger.
So is burger just a matter of being ground meat?
Like a salmon burger is.
Yeah.
So... I don't know, man. I felt good about that analogy. Now I'm not sure.
And someone here says cheesecake is a custard. You're not helping. You're not helping.
You're making it worse.
Even if you're right, you're not helping.
Isn't creme brulee baked pudding?
Oh, it's the difference between a pudding and a custard.
And I honestly don't know. I really don't know. Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Pudding and custard are different because one contains eggs.
Yeah, Ted.
Yeah, Ted.
Mm-hmm. Boom. All right. Thank you for the knowledge.
Justin.
Not so angry about it.
Someone here says cheesecake is a type of tart.
Justin, are you sober or not sober?
I am stoked for today, Miles.
All right, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, what are you taking on the men's room poll? Lose your sense of taste, touch, smell, or be stuck in space?
Let's go with space.
Space it is.
Space.
Yeah.
All right, here is your question. In mythology, who fell in love with his own reflection and was turned into a flower? Saw his reflection in the water and just staring at it until he turned into a flower.
Oh, man.
I mean, if you're really...
I've never heard of that.
You have. You just don't know.
I thought he fell in and drowned.
Damn, man, no. What the hell's wrong with you? No, he just stared at his reflection, then got turned into a flower. He just couldn't pull himself away from his own beauty.
Loved it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hint, dude.
There is. People that are very, very full of themselves, very overly confident.
Or vain.
What's that?
Or vain?
Not a bad guess.
Narcissist.
Yeah. Narcissus was his name, so you're a narcissist.
Oh, right.
So Narcissus was the guy who loved himself so much. All right, multiple choice question for you. What insect can fly at the highest altitude? A bumblebee, a dragonfly, a butterfly, or a wasp?
Yeah, let's say a butterfly.
Believe it or not, the butterfly can fly the second highest.
I'm going to go dragonfly because of the little double wing thing.
That's what you would think, right?
Yeah. I'll say a wasp.
A bumblebee.
Really?
A bumblebee. Get out of here. They can fly up to 29,500 feet.
Damn.
Exactly.
They're right up there with the planes.
Yeah. I mean, that's what they're saying. Like a bumblebee. That big, dumb, stupid, fuzzy-ass, non-stinging bee can fly his ass off.
I'm a Delta passenger.
Look at me. I'm like an aeroplane. Contacting air traffic control.
Bumble one coming in for a landing.
I'm the bee the kids aren't even scared of.
It would be little nerds about it.
They would be.
They're the nerds of the bee world.
Why would I sting you? I just want to pollinate, man.
You tend to know passengers if you look out the left side of your aircraft. You see the Grand Canyon. You experience a little turbulence here for the next
That's just me a second.
All right. Your question, what meat is Wiener Schnitzel traditionally made from?
That's veal, correct?
Oh, yeah. That is
nice
correct.
Job.
Yeah.
Nice job.
He knows
delicious.
His Wiener Schnitzel.
Made out of veal.
Yeah.
Correct.
I don't think I've ever had that then.
You didn't have any Wiener Schnitzel when we were in Germany?
No, did you?
I did once because, like anything, you know, you go to a foreign country, you don't know the language, you go to a restaurant, they hand you the menu. And I realized, in Mexico, I can get through it, right? I can piece together roughly what it is I'm going to eat. Germany, I'm just staring at the menu, and I'm like, why are you even doing this? Like, you don't remotely understand anything. And then I just saw Wiener Schnitzel, and I'm like, I will order that.
Do you remember eating the pigeon?
Vaguely.
Okay.
By the way, we should point out, at a restaurant...
I was about to say, it wasn't even on a plate.
I'm not chasing down the street.
No context involved.
Oh, I got it.
Do you remember?
The question was, do you remember eating the pigeon? That's all.
I did, in fact, eat a pigeon.
You look at the right side of the aircraft and see a man eating a pigeon.
That Wiener Schnitzel, by the way, like that restaurant we were at in Wolfrathausen, like that I mean, that recipe went back hundreds of years.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't take a bite of mine, and it was massive. It was awesome. Drinking a liter of beer before the Hawks are going to play, Mike?
Yeah.
I'm just getting fired up.
I know. Why should you get all worked up again?
And that guy still thinks Thrill played for the Ravens.
Yeah, that guy. I like him, though. Although, he gave me a lot of schnapps, and it's like, dude, you don't understand the condition I'm in. I cannot do more schnapps. It is more schnapps, friend.
Cool.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Matt, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
What are you doing over there, Matt?
A little weed.
All right. Good for you.
Just a little.
All right, Matt, our men's room poll, pick one. Lose your sense of taste, touch, smell, or be stuck in space.
Let's go smell.
So it doesn't matter what bud you're smoking, you have no idea.
Right.
Agreed.
Doesn't matter. All right, Matt, here is your question. To what tribe did Sitting Bull belong?
Was it Cherokee?
Now, he was 116th Cherokee, like everyone in this country, but no.
Jewish. Saint Bull, was he an Apache?
Not an Apache. It's something that people threaten to do all the time.
Threaten to do all the time.
Hold on.
Comanche.
Sioux.
Oh,
Jesus.
Comanche.
Not spelled the same way.
Who threatens to Comanche you?
I don't know. I was just running.
I'm going to Comanche your ass.
I'm just running down native tribes.
Do that again. I'll Snoqualmie your ass.
I think I'd heard about the Comanches, man. It was so, you had all those people traveling west, right? Most of the territory they went through were the Apache. The Apache were not thrilled with it, but kind of like, listen, tell you what, if you guys swing a little bit south of here, we will not bother you, all right? Settlers go like, all right, cool, thank you, we appreciate that. They sent them into Comanche territory. The thing about the Comanches were like, they got downright cannibalistic. Like, even though the Apaches were a much bigger tribe, they're like, we don't mess with them. So, yeah, the settlers got a little pissy about that. Like, yeah, you said go down here. My wife was eating. Like, our bad. Sorry. And she loved it. All right. Your question, what cartoon character belonged to the Order of the Water Buffalo?
I believe that's Fred Flintstone.
You believe correctly, sir.
Yeah, I can see him wearing that little hat or that big hat now.
Yeah.
The Order of the Water Buffalo.
Order of the Water Buffalo.
I still got to join that. I got to do that, man. I got to join a fraternal order of something.
Of something.
Moose, eagles.
Oh, the Elks Lodge in Fremont has a great deal on liquor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that have to be an animal?
Eagles?
Yeah, probably.
I'm just saying, when I think of the Order of...
It's never the Order of the Mushroom.
Right. It's always an animal, right?
Order of the Mushroom.
Order of the Mushroom.
Would you join?
No. I'd have to check it out first.
What kind of mushrooms are we talking?
Yeah, or is it just a bunch of dudes not wearing pants?
Oh, God. That is a horrible image.
Right.
Hello, Willie. Speaking of...
Oh,
welcome to the men's room.
Boo.
Willie, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
All right, Willie, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, pick one. Lose your sense of taste, lose your sense of touch, smell, or be stuck in space.
Well, I once lost my taste and smell for about a year. It was gone, and that was awful. So I'm going to try space.
All right.
Space it is.
Space.
Join me in space.
Oh, if you're in space, you can taste that food.
Mm-mm. And I love it. Love it. All right, your question. What was Jason Bateman's character's name on the TV show Ozark?
I don't know.
Okay.
Didn't watch it.
Teen Wolf 2.
Man, I love that show.
Come on,
see his face. Marty.
Marty Bird, yes. All right, Willie. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth is whose code?
Code?
Yep.
Mike was happy when somebody named after him passed away.
Damn right.
Almost named after.
Almost.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Don't know.
Hammurabi. Hammurabi's code. 949-242.
Oh, okay. I know who that is.
Oh, very good.
Wait, you know who Hammurabi is, but you didn't know his code. The only reason I know who Hammurabi is because of his code.
Well, I knew that... Anyway, Hammurabi is like pre-biblical, old Ten Commandments stuff, before Ten Commandments. Real, real old Sumerian...
Sumerian or Mesopotamia or something like that, but yeah.
Yeah,
homeboy is old is the point we're making.
Yeah.
I have a code.
All right, your question. According to the company slogan, quote, there are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's what?
Visa.
Oh.
MasterCard. So close.
I like that.
I've never had a MasterCard. As strange as that sounds, it's been around forever. I started with Discover, like everybody else.
Right.
Then I think I moved on to Visa, and from there
I got a Visa. I want to say I had
an Amex for a little while.
Because MasterCard teamed up with my bank, so it's not like I really had MasterCard. Yeah. That's their logo on there.
Yeah, I think I had a MasterCard through, one of my banks. Now it's all Visa. But, I never really noticed the difference between using that and a Visa.
I have no idea. All right, your question. Multiple choice, what weapon was secretly developed in 1942 in a lab at Harvard University? Was it the atomic bomb, the nuclear bomb, napalm, or anthrax? So atomic bomb, nuclear bomb, napalm, or anthrax?
I want to say the atomic.
I'll say anthrax.
Napalm.
Napalm. All right, Willie, question five.
Question number five for you. In what 1995 movie did the villain Verbal Kent, played by Kevin Spacey, appear?
What was his name?
Verbal Kent. 1995 movie starring Kevin Spacey, played a villain named Verbal Kent.
Wow. That wasn't L.A. Confidential. I don't know.
Technically,
that was his name for most of the movie.
You're talking about The Usual Suspects?
The Usual Suspects.
Technically, he was Kaiser Soze. Question.
Yeah, but they didn't know until the end he went by Verbal Kent.
Willie, that's a crappy question.
Hey, he's a pretty famous movie voice.
Yeah, I know, but he was Kaiser Soze.
Yeah, but he was Verbal Kent up until we find out he was Kaiser Soze.
Spoiler alert!
Yep. Oh, yeah, our bad. Somebody's watching it right now like, damn it!
Yeah, 30-year spoiler.
Mm-hmm. All right, your question. What two gangs get after it in West Side Story?
The Jets and is it the Sharks?
There you go.
Nice job, Willie.
Achievable in hockey.
Yeah, so it's the Winnipeg Jets and the
San Jose Sharks.
There you go.
Once you're a Jet, you're a Jet all the way, Mike.
Yeah, I believe it.
It's weird they don't have an NFL team named the Sharks. I mean, I know they had it in the movie. What was the movie title?
Any Given Sunday.
Yeah.
But you would think just based on
the coolness
of the animal.
Yeah.
That like a Florida team or California, someplace where there's a shark. Wouldn't you think that it would be like the Heron?
They did have the Great Whites in Utah.
We're going to move on.
Okay.
Statistically, they still do.
Yeah.
Do you want us to get into the Blackwell in Atlanta, Steve?
That's just the black tips. Yeah. Just the tip.
Oh, no.
The Sharks like, I know you misunderstand what my name is, homeboy.
Hey, what up, man?
Yeah. Hello, JoJo. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, this is JoJo, but I'm
going to
pass it on to Spider Monkey Jerry.
No, please.
Well, Spider Monkey Jerry does not want to.
Yeah, exactly. Hi, guys.
What's up, Jerry?
I'm Jerry, the monkey fighter. What's going on, man?
I think I lost that fight today. I'm not feeling quite so sharp, but go ahead.
Are you playing, Jerry?
Yes.
Okay, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
All right.
You got to be sober to fight monkeys, Miles.
Okay, Jerry. How's the pizza place going?
Couldn't be better. We're really lucky.
Okay. Awesome. All right, Jerry, pick one on the men's room poll. Will you lose your sense of taste, touch, smell, or be stuck in space? Stuck in space. Like the two astronauts stuck that are space. Still stuck in space.
Jerry. Oh, stuck in face. Okay. Okay. I thought you said sucking face.
Sucking face.
Whatever you want to do, Jerry. It's up to you.
Oh, man.
That's not where my mind is at this moment, but I'll take stuck in space.
Stuck in space. Okay.
No monkeys to fight up there.
Yeah.
All right.
You're safe, yeah.
Monkeys.
It's a monkey way, but, you know.
Is she attached to your mouth?
Right.
No.
All right. Here's your question. A bramble is another name for what kind of bush?
Oh, bramble. Let's see. Tumbleweed.
That's a good guess. That's what I was thinking.
Juniper?
Blackberry.
A bramble. That bramble blackberries over there.
I got blackberries in my underwear right now.
All right, your question. What was Aerosmith's first top 10 song on the Billboard charts?
Back in the Saddle.
Dream On. They released that song in like 72 or 74, and it did not become a hit. And then for some reason, they re-released it later, like in the mid or 70s, and for some reason it popped.
My daughter met Steven Tyler.
Did she get impregnated by him? Because that seems to be his M.O.
He drove my daughter home.
Ooh. Okay.
Oh, I feel good about that as a parent.
Yeah.
Jeez.
All right, hey.
No, the guy's pretty smart. He's cool.
All right, your question. Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, and Amy Winehouse all died at what age?
I'll say 29.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's 27.
27. All right, Jerry, do us a favor. Hang on the line for us. We've got to do a quick break, right on?
More Big Dummy coming up if you'd like to be a contestant. 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Head chef on the way. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has the wildest foods at NFL stadiums. Right after the game known as Big Dummy. 206-803-ROCK. I believe we still have Jerry on the line. Jerry, you're working on question number 5.
Hey, can I do a shout-out to Ted?
Yeah, you can, Jerry.
Well, hey, dude, thank you for the adult beverage at the National in Bremerton a couple of years ago. I really enjoyed your company.
Oh yeah, over at 884.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was all. Jerry, trust me, I was pumped to meet you, man. I mean, your story's legendary.
Well, it is legendary. Well,
feeling was mutual.
All right, good.
Give a shout-out to Ted.
I'm ready for you.
Oh, well, sorry. It helps to be friendly to some of our listeners, guys.
Yeah, well, you know, I was trying to change my stripes.
I was talking to the ladies.
Yeah, well, thanks for turning your radio down. The interference is gone now.
All right, Jerry, here is your question. In what state would you find Auburn University?
Auburn would be...
In the town of Auburn.
Think
Alabama,
of their biggest...
Alabama.
Boom. Oh, you got it, Jerry. Nice job.
Well done,
nice
Jerry.
Go War Eagle. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 round.
Go Tigers.
Hello, Christopher. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola. Christopher, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober now.
Okay. Thank God. All right, Christopher, pick one. Are you going to lose your sense of taste, touch, smell, or be stuck in space?
I think smell. You get rid of it. It's out of there.
Okay.
All right, Christopher, here is your question. Sisters Charlotte, Emily, and Anne were all authors. What was their last name?
Oh, my God.
That's a good sign.
Smith.
And they wrote Wuthering Heights, Jane Eyre, the Bronte sisters.
Oh,
the Brontes.
It would never in a million years.
No, I'm right there with you.
Hey, you're not missing anything. All right, Christopher, your question. What company slogan is, quote, live in your world, play in ours?
Live in your world, play in ours?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is it a public company?
You know, to be honest with you, I don't know. Probably.
Well, it's not Disney. I'm guessing some VR. Maybe.
You're tracking.
Maybe. Apple VR?
Is it Nintendo?
Not a bad guess. PlayStation.
Oh, PlayStation.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say PlayStation?
I'm not hit.
All right. Your question. Which of these royal titles is an appointment and not an actual rank? So in other words, a king or queen determines that you have this. Is it a duke, a viceroy, a marquis, or an earl? Which one of them is an appointment, but not actually a rank?
Oh, wow. I should really know this. I studied heraldry.
Well, then, yeah, you should.
Okay, so what about sirs? Because, like, you have Sir Elton John. That's an appointment. Sir Paul
McCartney.
That's an
appointment. Right, you've been.
So
right.
It's one of those.
Sure.
Okay.
Run them down one more time.
So it's an appointment. Is it duke, viceroy, marquis, or earl?
Duke. I've never heard of marquis. I want to go with viceroy.
Okay. Oh,
it is the viceroy. I think, like, the Marquis de Sade.
All I know, viceroy is from an old cigarette.
Huh? And actually, a voiceover, I believe it is... So if I'm the king of England, all right, Ted, I send you to, I don't know, any one of the places they conquered back in the day, but you're kind of the head of state that you're representing
me. You're a diplomat.
You're there to do the bidding of the royalty.
Okay. Almost like a governor?
Yeah, basically. That'd be pretty much it. But, like, I appoint you, like, hey, man, we took over, I don't know, Ethiopia. You're my viceroy there. So they answer to you, but you answer to me.
Hmm.
Hence viceroy. Yeah.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Dirk. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, Governor.
Hola. Dirk, sober, not sober?
Not sober.
Good for you.
What are you not sober on?
I had a couple of vodka drinks, and now I'm having a huckleberry beer or something.
Oh, are you getting ready for the Ravens upset tonight?
No. I just watched the Mariners win, though. That was nice.
Oh, and that's right. They played an afternooner in Oakland.
Two in a row.
Yeah, look out.
Let's go.
Yeah, they hit a ball in the outfield and in a home run, and no one went and got it. Dirk, pick one. Are you going to lose your sense of taste, touch, smell, or be stuck in space?
What if I already have lost one of my senses? Can I pick that?
Sure.
Do whatever you want, man.
Sense of smell, then.
How did you lose your sense of smell?
I assume it's diabetes. It kind of comes and goes. Like, I have days where I can smell coffee and stuff. Fortunately, I can still taste most things, but...
Is it specific smells? Like cucumber or the some that you always can, or...
No, it's like my wife will say, you smell weed? And I go, no, I don't smell weed. She goes, there's definitely a smoking weed around here. Or...
It was her.
Some days, I will smell it. Yeah, I know, it could be her.
Has she ever farted around you, but you couldn't smell it?
All the time.
Okay. Do you let her know, my smell is back, babe, lay off?
Right.
All right, here's your question. What continent was the original home to the red tomato?
Probably Africa.
I'll say Asia.
South America.
Ah! Hmm. How did I make it to Italy?
Done on that one.
Same way noodles did.
What, Captain Cook?
I mean, think about it, right? So, Italy's known for its pasta, but until, what's his face?
Magellan.
Marco Polo visited Asia, they were not eating noodles.
They were eating rice, right?
I believe it was mostly, like, seafoody.
Okay.
Right? And southern Italy is still a lot like that.
It absolutely is.
But you're right, Miles, there had to be some rice, because, what's that little rice ball? Aranciata, or...
I know what you're talking
like
about.
Like a risotto ball? See, I thought risotto was Italian.
It is Italian.
It is. Okay. Well, pasta's Italian now, but they didn't have noodles. Right. They got them from Asia.
Right. Marco Polo came back and said, hey, man, there's this cheap thing that we can make plentiful, and then Italy just went nuts with it. But
it's kind of like the South with pork, right? The Spaniards were like, let's bring some pigs over.
Oh, right.
Do you think his legacy would be a game that kids play in a pool?
I think that was his absolute dream. Okay. I think he said, look.
All that work,
yeah, man. Just play a game in a pool.
I think his legacy is the best roasted chicken.
Oh, yeah.
In the city.
That's a good point.
It would be interesting if he came back to life and he said, here are all the things we do as a result.
I want $1,000 in a pool tub there.
Nice.
That was big.
All right, here's your question. It is multiple choice. Now, we know the Superman protects Metropolis. Batman protects Gotham City. According to DC Comics, what superhero protects Coast City? The Green Lantern, the Green Arrow, Nightwing, or Cyborg?
I have no idea. The Green Lantern.
Okay, then you do have an idea.
I got no idea. Nerd.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Ron.
That's a call. He's a nerd.
Hello, Wade. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, here we go.
Hola. Wade, are you sober or not sober?
Well, since I'm here in the urgent care right now, getting ready to get an infected splinter dug out of my thumb. I'm not sober. I had a couple shots before I got here.
What did you get a splinter? Where?
At work. Piece of OSB plywood.
What, like in your finger? Or?
Yeah, my thumb. And I had my cousin try to dig it out, which was really fun this last weekend. And I thought maybe I got it all the pus and everything. And then today, I think the splinter's still in there. So I'm in here with a medical assistant on the phone with the men's room.
They're like, what are you doing, Wade? All right, pick one. Lose your sense of taste, touch, which you already have, smell, or be stuck in space.
Well, I've already lost my sense of smell, so I'm going to go with stuck in space.
All right. With a splinter in his finger. All right. Your question, Wade. What actress replaced Farrah Fawcett and her nipples on Charlie's Angels back in 1977? Separate contract for the nipples.
Not Lindsay something or another. Shoot, what was her name? I can't think of the last. Is it that Lindsay girl?
You're thinking Lindsay Wagner, who was the bionic woman. More
was it
like
Cheryl Teagues?
Cheryl Ladd.
Cheryl Ladd.
Oh, Cheryl Ladd.
It was a Cheryl. I knew it was a Cheryl.
You got me there.
All right, your question. How many checkers does each player start a game with?
Ooh, I'm going to guess 12.
Boom.
Oh, he's on it.
Well done,
Wade.
Well
done.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 round.
Dummy!
Hello, Christian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Christian, are you sober or not sober?
Sober, driving home.
All right. Christian, our men's room poll. Pick one, lose your sense of taste, touch, smell, or be lost in space.
Take the peace and quiet, lost in space,
I'm good. Stuck in space, okay. All right, Christian, here is your question. Whose chest contained the Treasure Island map?
Pamela Anderson.
Right. I don't know.
What was that?
I said, I don't know. I can't think of it.
Blackbeard?
Nope. Billy Bones.
Billy Bones?
Billy Bones.
Billy Bones.
All right, Christian, your question. Bacterial fermentation turns milk into what? Bacterial fermentation.
Turns it into cheese, don't it?
Yogurt.
Oh.
Yo, I should have known that. I had to look it up.
Dude, you're not wrong. I thought cheese, too, but yogurt makes a ton of sense.
Yep, bacterial fermentation. Right. Sounds like you got an STI. All right, your question. What method of execution was perfected by Dr. Albert P. Southwick in the 1880s?
Electrocution?
Got electric it. Chair, right?
Got electric chair. I like that he's a doctor. I'm like, look, man, anyone can figure out how to kill somebody. You know, like Dr. So-and-so came. Like, wait, the idea is to kill them. Like,
a guillotine already exists.
Yeah.
Wait, they were like, oh, this will be more humane. Like, I don't think it is.
It's really hard to get a definitive answer on that.
I feel like just give me the firing squad.
I would take firing squad for sure.
Yeah.
But you got to make sure they're all good aim. Right?
I'll take guillotine.
Guillotine.
That way I can look around in a spin before I go.
Yeah, because I want that.
I know I can see for a little bit, right?
You get a couple seconds.
Yeah.
Snaps your neck.
Yeah, but it cuts clean.
Oh, the guillotine. Oh.
Yeah. What were you thinking?
I was thinking like, when people got hanged, but like generally, if you did it correctly, it would snap your neck.
If you did it correctly, yes.
I was sticking my tongue out of everybody.
Hello, Eric. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, all that.
Hola. Eric, are you sober or not sober? You know what, too? You're gone.
Again, men's room callers, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio.
Good God, man.
Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 round.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up?
Josh, are you sober or not sober?
You know, I hope this sounds believable, but I am happily sober.
Good for you, nice. Josh. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Okay, Josh, pick one. Are you losing your sense of taste, touch, smell, or be lost in space?
Well, I'd rather be not sober and lost in space.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe high.
All right.
High as a kite, but yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're hotboxing up there. Mm-hmm. All right, Mark. Here's your question. What spice is the world's most expensive by weight?
Ooh, saffron.
One and done. Nice work.
Saffron. Hold on. Before we let you go, we'll give you a 50-50 question. Lions or tigers? Which is more likely to hunt a human being? Lions or tigers?
Ooh, lion.
I'll say Tiger, yeah.
Tigers.
That's a problem in India.
I would feel like, well, yeah.
I mean, I think it's just based on population and where they are located.
And you're right. They probably smell humans plenty. Easy target. Mm-hmm. What was the one village in India where, I want to say, this one tiger has snatched up like 7 freaking people and dragged their ass off into the jungle?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like bears, right?
All right.
Like, the black bear basically doesn't want to mess with you. But, like, the polar bear will actively hunt you down.
If it smells so, like, you, it lion, comes after you.
If they kill humans. But, like, the tigers, they're out there, like, actively being like, I'm going to go eat a dude.
Yeah, yeah. I just feel like when you live in the jungle, I feel like you have more options.
Well, but in India, you do live in the jungle. Where in the safari, well, yeah, there's not humans.
You're not living there, right? Correct.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Tony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches!
Hola! Tony, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober, just got off work, driving home.
All right, Tony, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, pick one. Will you lose your sense of taste, touch, smell, or be lost in space?
I'll be lost in space with Thrill. You going to be in space with me?
I'm going to be in space, bro, but as someone pointed out, we're not lost. We just can't get home.
Right now, if I'm up there, I'm lost in space.
All right, Tony, here's your question. What is the top color on the neck of the guitar in the Guitar Hero game?
Oh, man, that's been years since I played that, and I never played that sober, so we're just going to throw in a color and say green.
Bam!
Boom!
Bam!
Now I'm done.
No way!
Yeah, dude.
I've had 2-1 and done. Yes!
That is amazing. Hang on now before we let you go. 50-50 question for you. Oh, let's see here. True or false? The liver is the largest internal organ.
That is false.
True.
Is it?
Oh, yep. What? Have a good one, bitches. Love you.
Yeah, see
you,
man. Hey, dude. Yeah, largest internal. Your largest organ is the skin. Blah, blah, blah.
They talk about, like, the length of the intestine and all that, so that might throw some people off.
Yeah, I don't know how they work this out, man.
My weight.
Dummy!
Hello, Mark. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi, Phil. How are you doing?
Hola. Mark, are you sober or not sober?
Sober. Liquor and horse.
Liquor and horse. All right, Mark, pick one. Our men's room poll. What will you lose? Your sense of taste, touch, smell, or be stuck
space.
In... Okay, space it is.
Stuck in space. With Thrill.
With me. Because I am a lucky man. All right, Mark, here is your question. Who was the principal author of the Declaration of Independence? He's on
Sam
paper
Hancock.
Money. What's that?
Sam Hancock.
Sam Hancock.
Hey, hang on. Did you say Sam Hancock?
Yes.
John.
It's John Hancock.
Hancock. That's what I meant. Sorry.
Now, he just signed a bid because he was drunk and angry. Thomas Jefferson was out to the
Thomas primary. Thomas Jefferson. Out. I see.
And it, yeah. Sam Hancock.
Sam Hancock.
Sam Hancock.
All right, Mark, your question. How many colors are there in the spectrum?
Infinity.
Got a lot of seconds.
7. Like
seven,
a rainbow.
Okay.
I get that, but the... Oh, the, okay.
The spectrum.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I understand where you're going, but yeah. All right. How many dice are used in a standard game of backgammon by each player?
3.
You're cheating. It's 2. All right, Mr. Excitement, your question. What director was responsible for 4 of the highest grossing movies in the 1980s?
Nicolas Cage's uncle.
Francis Ford Coppola?
The Godfather movies.
I'd say Spielberg.
Yeah, Steven Spielberg.
All right, Mark, question 5.
Found home. All right, your question. Rogers is the last name of what Scooby-Doo character?
Not Shaggy?
Shaggy Rogers! Porn star!
That is not a porn name.
Shaggy
Rogers.
That is
a phenomenal name.
Shaggy Rogers.
Shaggy Rogers.
Shaggy Rogers Smith.
Dude, I saw him open up for Pepper.
Shaggy Rogers, Sam, man. It's Wild Show.
Hello, Rob. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up?
Sober or not sober?
Sober.
Okay. Men's room poll, pick one. Lose your sense. What's that?
Quick question. Why don't you guys do the scream from The Who after the shot of the day anymore?
Depends on if someone makes it funny. We haven't for years.
I was like, how long ago did we do? I forgot we even did that.
I feel like we did it a couple times, maybe for like a year after I got here. So it's been 10 years since we've done
that.
It was good stuff.
Yep. I agree.
That was our best work. It's all been downhill, man.
Yeah, we sucked.
Thanks for hanging out and hanging in there, though, and still listening, even though we got rid of the best part.
All right, pick one. Our men's room poll. You're going to lose your sense of taste, touch, feeling, smell, or be stuck in space.
I'm going to go party in space with Thrill and Ted.
Oh, nice.
Ted, you're up
and
there too.
And who was the last guy?
Steve?
Mark.
Mark. And Mark. Don't forget, Mark's going.
Yep, there we go. Sorry, Mark.
We're basically throwing a party up there now. And we just came up here because we're Thrill and Ted are here, man. Yeah. We brought the booze.
We're going to need to see your wristband.
Oh, you gotta get in the Boeing capsule. All right, your question. Multiple choice. Guns, gold, money, or clothes? The first time Billy the Kid was arrested was for stealing what? Guns, gold, money, or clothes?
I'm going to go with clothes.
One and done.
Good job.
Nice job.
Feels like it could have been all the above when you're robbing trains.
Well, that's why I picked it. Hang on, before we let you go, let's give you a true or false question. Apples and pears, true or false, are part of the rose family.
Part of the rose family?
Yes.
Correct. Rose, yeah.
That's just wild as hell. I'm going to go true.
How can that be? Okay. A rose grows on a bush. The other two grow on trees.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you, man.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
what I'm saying is,
I don't know.
Just based on principle, I don't understand.
Look, they didn't say they're immediate siblings. They're just cousins. Like, that's my second cousin, twice removed. The apple.
Okay. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
You know, I want to grow a rose called the corn rose. Let's see what people think.
What color is it?
Oh, it's black. It's a black rose, brother. Yeah. Hello, Gary. Welcome to the men's room.
Hold on, my brother.
Hold on.
Oh.
Gary, are you sober or not sober?
Somewhere Seal's like, finally.
I am Eastwood sober.
Eastwood
sober.
Not
stone. Sober. All right, Gary.
Smoking Doja.
All right, Gary.
Yeah, here you go.
Men's room.
I'm sucking down a wonderful men's room and some Blackberry Kush.
Oh, man, that sounds like a great combination. Very good. All right, Gary, pick one. What are you going to do on the poll here? Be losing your sense of taste, touch, smell, or be stuck in space?
I got to have my senses. I'm going to hang out in space.
Space?
Got another one, Thrill.
I know. Man. Hey, man, make more room.
You know what you can't do in space? Smell stuff.
Can't smell stuff?
Yeah.
Why can't you not smell stuff?
Smell doesn't travel in space.
You tell me.
Well,
if
we're
I
not outside you tell me, of the capsule.
You tell me if I fart in the International Space Station.
They know.
Not going to go anywhere.
That's not what I've read. I've read it's absolutely putrid.
They said what any time that the new group goes up there.
Farts that's ever been there.
Yeah, for like 30 years of farts and BO and anything else that's gone wrong, they're like, it just gets recycled, man. So they're like, you get used to it. But they said when you first step on the space station, it's like, oh my God.
Space, no one can hear you scream nor smell your farts.
Yeah, it's like you're opening your teenage son's bedroom door and he hasn't showered in a month. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Here's your question. Which two Great Lakes does Wisconsin border?
Let's see. I'm going to say what is that? Lake Kitchikumi?
No, Great Lakes.
Great Lakes.
Oh, the Great Lakes. Gosh, I've got to think of the names of the Great Lakes because the Kush is kicking in.
You got Ontario, Erie, Superior, Michigan.
I'm going to go with borders which state?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Huron.
Say what now?
Well, we needed
Huron.
Two. But
Michigan, Huron. Michigan, and Huron, right?
Michigan and Superior.
Oh, I needed
Superior.
I'm sorry. Superior. Okay. Yeah.
94.
That's Elvis's daughter or ex-wife. No, daughter.
Daughter, yep.
He used to date someone named Bubbles.
Bubbles. Isn't that Michael Jackson's chimpanzee? But it would be Michael Jackson.
Okay. Very good. Yeah.
Michael Jansen, Jackson.
Who cares? Meanwhile, it's foods at the NFL stadiums as we're getting set to kick off the NFL season coming up tonight with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. And we also have your emails coming up next to the men's room at KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.